A baby is God's opinion that the world should go on. Carl Sandburg. Our family gathers at a Gulf Coast house every summer to enjoy the beach and one another. This past year, I watched my 4-year-old grandson, Ethan, run to the encroaching surf, turn, and run away over and over with equal joy each time. He never seemed to tire of this game of tag with the advancing and retreating surf. His sweet mom, Holly, told us later that Ethan had perfectly summarized his love for the water. I love the ocean because it never stops playing. The insight through the eyes of a child, how wonderful and sacred is their view. I am now a few days into this attempt to disconnect from smartphones, busyness, and distraction, and I'm feeling convicted. Maybe part of the solution is looking at the world with the boundless curiosity of a child. Children's author Dr. Seuss described adults as outdated children. Do we have to grow up that much? Can I still find delights in the daily routine? It requires altering the way I see my world. Even in the cacophony of the city, I can delight in the sounds of birds chirping. I could be wowed by the aerial acrobatics of squirrels and be entertained by one of them taunting Maggie with chatter. Maggie was less than amused, running along the fence as the agitating squirrel deftly leaped from the fence post under our backyard elm tree. I decided to do some investigation regarding squirrel speak. Squirrels use a combination of sounds and tail movements to communicate danger, emitting high-frequency calls for flying predators, such as hawks. But that wasn't the sound I heard directed at Maggie, which was more of a barking sound, reserved for perceived land threats. In addition, squirrels have a variety of clucking sounds that they use to communicate with each other. All this rodent talk had been happening right under my nose for years, but I never noticed. I discovered that these little critters can jump up to 15 feet from tree to tree and can free fall 20 feet and land softly on a branch. It's just one example of the complex and creative world that's already all around me, that I can see when I shift my eyes from a screen to my surroundings. Recently, Joni and I had a grandparents' day with our 3-year-old grandbaby twins, Bennett and Clara, at an indoor playground. As we started to go inside, I realized I had left my phone at home. After the conditioned, "Oh, no," response, I relaxed and forgot about it. While the kids were playing, I was completely in the moment with them. When they pointed out something, I didn't look up briefly from the smartphone, nod, and smile. I actually watched and participated. "Papa, watch me on the slide," Clara implored. Have you ever noticed how intently children watch your eyes to see if you are really paying attention? It is important. How sad that I have allowed emails and information to invade these sacred moments. Bennett climbed to the top of the play structure. "Papa, look at me." I could tell by their sweet smiles that they loved having Papa watch and approve of their every accomplishment. This is where my shame reflex kicks in. I have missed so many moments with them, even when I have been with them. I remind myself that a big part of my attempt to change my daily journey is to not dwell on past failures. I'm looking to live today more connected to God and to others. If you share that regret reaction, I can empathize. But let's all understand that we are on this journey as partners to learn how to enjoy today more fully. One of the greatest observers of children and how they view the world was cartoonist Bill Keane. His family